It is the pre-match warm-up with the Anfield Rap. It's Ian Ryan, Beth Lindop, Robbie O'Neill and Jake Nolan for this one as well. We will have a caller a little bit later in the show. But Beth, before we get stuck into this weekend's opponents, just some reflection on the midweek game. It feels like a long time ago now, actually Tuesday night. But it was a huge game in the context of the season where the title's potentially going to go. Liverpool get out. I say get out with a 1-1. They were actually really, really good for the last 35, 40 minutes. But now the dust has settled, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I think it was one of them. Before the game, it felt like the chance to make a real statement. Maybe a little bit like the Leicester 4-0 a few years back, when obviously Leicester were banging the title race at that point. Liverpool go away, everyone's anticipating it'll be a tough game and Liverpool make a mockery of that. And we just said before we started recording, I sort of expected Liverpool to maybe do a similar thing. You know, obviously Forest are no mugs and that's why they're where they are in the table. But I did sort of think, you know, I fancied Liverpool to go and put in a really strong performance off the back of the, you know, a slightly tricky couple of weeks. I thought they actually started fairly well and I was, you know, encouraged by the way that they started. And it was just, but then as soon as the Chris Wood goal goes in and it's obviously with Forest first attack, you just sort of think, you know, the script, you know, what's going to happen here. And I actually thought then sort of the 10, 15 minutes after that, Liverpool would go on to lose that game 3-0, because it just sort of felt like one of those nights where players just seem to be losing their heads a little bit, trying to force things. So, you know, at half time, if you'd have said Liverpool will get out with a draw, I would have taken that as a really positive result. Obviously, by the time you're coming away from the ground, you're thinking Liverpool should have had the 3 points, because I thought they were very, very good in that second half, particularly the last half an hour. And it does feel like a little bit of a missed opportunity, but I think a lot of the frustration is compounded by the fact that there's been a few frustrating results within close proximity. I think in isolation, a 1-1 draw ahead, away to a really good team who are, you know, second in the table, third in the table now. It's not a bad result at all. But I just think off the back of the United one, Fulham a couple of weeks ago, Newcastle, you know, before Christmas as well, it does sort of feel a little bit like Liverpool are hemorrhaging points, even though there's sort of mitigating factors behind all of them. So I think ultimately Liverpool are still in a very, very strong position. Any Liverpool fan, I think, would have bit your hands off to be in this position at the start of the season. But it does, I think, put pressure on the Brentford game. I think Liverpool did so well to get themselves in such a commanding position that they've been able to drop a few points here and there, but we're now getting to the point where, you know, the margin for error is getting smaller and smaller, and they just need to get back to winning ways by hook or by crook.